You're listening to SBS News.
You know what is happening, and you have done nothing. Are you again going to shrug your shoulders, or are you going to listen to the children of Idlib and do something about it?
And exasperated Mark Lowcock, the United Nations humanitarian chief, urges the Security Council to end the carnage in Syria's Idlib province, which he says is before the council's eyes. 3 million people in the last opposition-held stronghold are at the mercy of warring sides as Syria ramps up an offensive. Mr. Lowcock warns that continued violence could create the worst humanitarian disaster of the 21st century.
For more than 90 days now, bombing and shelling by the government of Syria, backed by the Russian Federation, has produced carnage in the so-called de-escalation zone of Idlib. On 26 July, the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights identified at least 450 civilians who've been killed since late April, including more than 100 in the last 2 weeks alone.
The Security Council is deeply divided, with Russia backing the Syrian government and Western nations supporting the opposition. That has prevented the UN's most powerful body from taking any significant action. Physicians for Human Rights Director of Policy Susanna Serkin describes it as a failure to humanity.
Civilians in Syria have been let down by the Security Council's failure to act. By individual governments who were in positions to stop the carnage, and sadly also by UN agencies hamstrung by rules that have enabled the perpetrators to flout the most basic humanitarian agreements with zero consequence.
Ms. Serkin reported from March 2011 through to July, there were 578 attacks on at least 350 separate objects, killing 890 medical workers. The majority of the attacks were carried out by the Syrian government and its allies.
The Syrian and Russian governments know the exact location of most health facilities, and yet they continue targeting them. The courageous remaining medical workers are providing life-saving care while being bombed. And doctors tell us that hospitals, which should be the safest places in Idlib, are the exact opposite. They are targets.
Responding to the remarks, Russian ambassador Vasily Nebenzia called the accusations lies.
Сегодня говорила, что Россия...
Today, it was said that Russia deliberately is conducting airstrikes using bombs to target hospitals and schools. This is a lie. I reiterate this. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there is a reconciliation center for opposing sides in operations in Syria.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.